This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We saw the other night Zion was doing a preseason game, and he shows up and LeBron shows up.
Or hold on, summer, R.J. Summer Barrett league. Was there too.
Okay. R.J. Barrett's
yeah,
there.
Yeah, give that guy a shot.
Don't start with me.
Or maybe a few of them.
The key is...
Don't start with me.
It's going to take a couple.
Okay, I got it.
LeBron was there. Anthony Davis was there. Floyd Mayweather was there. I mean, the big names showed up to watch this dude in a summer league game. A summer league game.
Word was tickets were going as high as $500.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I agree.
That being said, I mean, like, women's soccer tickets should be going for that much money, Kevin.
Well, if they let people sit next to the people they bought tickets with, that wouldn't be a problem to begin with.
So you're saying that, like, Floyd Mayweather and LeBron need to show up to the women's games, and then people will start?
I don't know if Floyd Mayweather is the advocate for women's anything. Right. I would choose.
But that being said, if you were going to be doing what you do so well, all right, kicking ass at whatever it is that you do, and you're gonna play, let's say you're playing a great sport and you're great at what you do, you know what, if you're in college and you're at home right now from college and you're listening to the KNC Masterpiece and you are a college athlete, who would you want showing up to your stadium, your arena, to watch you play sports? Who would be that one, or maybe even that trio of people, that top three people that you would want to show up and watch you play sports and kick ass at what you do? Because I don't know, it feels a little daunting to be like, hey, Anthony Davis didn't want to be my teammate, but now there he is with the Lakers wanting to come watch me play. LeBron sitting there watching me, wanting to watch me play. It is a little weird to have names that high, that level of athlete watching you do what you do.
Would it be somebody that we bash because you know they would just have to sit there and listen to you? And if they dared to get on the air, it would cause some sort of dust up that would be a ratings bonanza for you in the future? Because, like, if I could get Urban Meyer to show up here and just really run down what a garbage human he is, that would be fantastic.
That's kind of the feeling that, and I know people are going to get upset about this, but isn't that the feeling that Rapinoe had when she got her chance to score that goal in the championship game? Hey, everybody that wants me to fail, I'm not going to right now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, here, you get your chance to see me either do it or not.
I mean, when you already preemptively say you're not going to the White House, you really need to make sure you win. Because Lord knows what's going to happen if you don't.
See, I don't think that Urban Meyer would stick around for the whole thing, though.
Oh, sure, because he'd like, I have to go home and not be with my family.
Right.
He'd have some injury, sickness.
Either that or Mike Francesa. I would really want him to be like, check this out. I'm going to stay awake the whole segment. All right? It's going to be amazing. You're going to see it. I'm going to stay awake the whole segment, and you're going to be amazed. But those are the two people that
immediately...
He would
sleep during your entire segment,
I
Kevin.
Know, and he'd be amazed that somebody could continue for 4 hours without falling asleep. How come you haven't taken 1,000 phone calls?
And I don't know who, because my main thing that I'd be thinking about is what athlete I'd want to show up is, all right, I'm looking at, and this is awful running the last segment, but I'm a college athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I want the hottest college or, you know, world superstar to be there, right?
Oh, what a sexist.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm a college athlete at this moment. And there's only one thing running through my mind besides I need to be able to play ball well. Is I need to be able to play ball better later.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Well, you know what? I think somebody's right there with you from the 972. I would want to know Mila Kunitz, Natalie Portman, and Jessica Alba are coming to watch me.
Hold on, those aren't athletes. That's a different thing.
They're really athletic.
Well, but that's what they're saying. They want to know that level of whatever is there to see them do their thing. They want that kind of expectation. And Colby's saying the same thing. He wants the expectations to be high.
Well, now I want the person to be R.J. Barrett, so I can really hype him up. Like, just a collection of Duke people, Zion would be awesome. But, yeah, maybe R.J. Barrett. But what about, from the 817, Mean Joe Green? I mean, I don't want a Steeler here supporting me.
Man, but I do want a former Mean Green player there watching me, because I did play. I did go to UNT. So
yeah, where do you fall? How much do you support Mean Joe Green?
Oh, I knew it. Well, I'm a big fan of the player when he was in college.
Okay. But then when he went to the pros and really screwed
things
up.
I had no control over that. So,
because you weren't alive?
Right. mostly.
Well, this is a good idea. Somebody said Justin Verlander in the hopes that they would bring Kate Upton with him. Now, that is an interesting workaround because we said athlete or someone in sports, and now if you're like, well, they might be married to such and such. Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, but then that's a terrible try, right, for college athlete guy? Because then you end up in there with Verlander, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's bad.
I guess, Kevin, that's kind of the...
You know, be what you're into. I don't know.
I'm going with the same approach as you, because if... I'm not really... I don't kick ass at radio, but let's say I kick ass at football. I would want to throw footballs in front of Kirk Cousins to show him how to be a man whenever you're about to get tackled.
Hold on. So you're going the avenue of, I want to pick somebody who's not good so they could really be impressed.
So I can be like, hey, look, pansy, stop not throwing the football to your receiver because you're going to get hit in the stomach. I want you to, hey, oh, I'm going to turn around and throw it to my running back and let him get leveled. That's what he does every time.
Okay, so not Zion, because he'd be like, cool. Do you know what I've done in my life already? And I'm like 19, and you're like, oh, okay. You'd want to bring in Kirk Cousins. He's like, hey, I got paid and I'm not good.
Yeah.
Would you want to pick his brain about exactly how to excel at mediocrity yet get all the money?
I would want to
That's a good point.
I would want to know how his agent.
Princess would work for that too.
Mike Flynn. Or Matt Flynn, sorry.
Matt Flynn. Yeah, that's a good point.
Legend at the bank.
From the 469, Mike Tyson. They want to see Mike Tyson show up where they are. Do you think Errol Spence Jr. just texted that into the show?
Oh, yeah, because he's like, just wait, because in 2 years, I'll be, I mean, if you take the right fights, Errol, just saying, remember what we talked about a couple months ago, that could be the guy that's dominating boxing. Plus, I feel like Mike Tyson lended his voice to an animated pigeon show. He seems like he might be impressed by what we do.
Oh, Mike Tyson seems like he'd be the most fun, which is along the lines of my thinking, because if I'm going to have somebody watch me kick ass at something, it's probably going to be like Chad Ochocinco Johnson.
Okay.
Someone who, one, has a social media following.
Sure.
You know, always got to build the brand. But two, someone who's really fun. And that guy seems like he only has fun with his life.
All right.
But do you not think he's going to talk trash and run you down if you don't do well, too?
Sure, and I'm right back at him.
Okay.
But that'll drive him to greater heights.
Yeah.
From the 817, Valerie Nichushkin, so I could score 1 point and have more than he did all of last season.
Yikes.
We got rid of him.
From the 817, I want Dirk Nowitzki to come watch me ask somebody if they've rebooted their computer.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Because Dirk is like the nicest human ever. No matter what you do, like, I think he's hyping you up.
So would he feign interest? Like, I feel like some of these athletes would show up and they wouldn't even pretend to be interested in what you were doing. But Dirk shows up and you feel instantly like your best friend. Sure, you're sad in future days when you can't plan all of the events with him because he's like, no, I still have a regular life and kids and stuff. But he, in the moment, it would be amazing.
Well, I mean, think about this for a minute. All the different times that Dirk has been injured and on the bench and doing the thing where he's talking into the microphone with Skin and Harp and Falwell, and something amazing happens. Dirk doesn't just sit there and go, oh, that was great. No, he does, hey, shut it down. Let's go home.
Right.
Like, he does something amazing, and he gets hype about something like that. So if you did have that moment where you did the amazing dunk or whatever it is, Dirk's going to be right there, and you could see him from anywhere on the court or on the field because he's the tallest person in the room. So you know exactly who's going excited because that guy is the one that's flailing about. Yes, Colby, you look very shocked.
Well, somebody said they didn't want Jessica Alba because she's on the got the herpes from the Derek Jeter tree.
She's just going to be there. Like, that doesn't have to mean whatever. From the 817, Bartolo Colon. So when work is testing me, I can look over at Big Sexy and know everything's going to be all right. Yeah, Bartolo Colon does feel like a comfort athlete. You could just be like, wow, you made lots of money in Major League Baseball,
you
huh?
You still did it.
Yeah.
How did you do it all these years? From the 972, Ron Artest and Ben Wallace.
Because they might start a fight.
Was it Ben Wallace? Yeah, I thought it was...
Mouse in the
was
palace.
Rashid not involved in that too?
I don't even think they did very much. Like, there was a little bit happening. It was mostly like the Pacers versus the fans.
Sure. Just like in regular basketball. From the 903, Randy White. Now, if the Manster is there, is he driving you to greater levels of awesome because you don't want to let him down? Because from that perspective, then
I might show up and tell you how to do it.
I would probably say Bob Lilly then. Because I don't want to let Mr. Cowboy down. And Lord knows he could just bench press me over his head and drop me on the ground if I wasn't living up to expectations.
Okay.
I would be like, you're our first pick. You're the number one pick. You're one of the best players in the history of football. You made the all-decade team twice. Like, I would want to impress him for sure, and I think he would drive me to greater heights of greatness as opposed to just hanging out with Dirk, which would be super fun.
Okay, so then...
Whoa, Dirk's not driving you to greater great heights of greatness?
I don't feel Man, come on, what are you doing?
He's a legend, Kevin.
I just feel like he wouldn't be like...
Because he wasn't a Dallas Cowboy, he's just a Maverick legend.
Classic Cowboys bias on 105.3 The Fan.
What is wrong with you, Kevin?
From the 808, Romo, because if I fail, I won't feel bad compared to him.
Whoa! I didn't even read that.
I was just reading text.
It's not wrong.
Yeah, well, I didn't agree with it. I was just reading a text out loud. If it's somebody that I feel is going to drive me to greatness because of what they are as an athlete, right now, at this moment, it is Alex Morgan. Like, when I was watching her play, dude, I just felt like we had the most elite player on the field. Now, how that
of course
would
you would say that classic media
how
bias.
That would compare to her on a field with men. You know, we talk about Serena all the time, right?
Oh, sure.
She dominated the sport of women's tennis, but where would she rank in the men's group? Would she even be in the top 250? You know, like that. There's always the question of would that translate? I watch her play, and I'm like, speed, strength. Balance. It's amazing to watch her play, so I think she's the best at it. So if I'm out there doing my thing, I definitely want to impress her and not let her down.
This is my new favorite one from the 214 Pop, so he can sarcastically criticize my every move. Man, I do. What do you think about that segment, Pop? Oh, yeah. That was great. When did the good segment start?
Yeah.
Like, that's what he would say. So, and this is all based on everyone showing out to see Zion. Like, which athlete or sports personality would you want to be there to watch you do your job? I do want Pop to ridicule me. Like, I feel like that would drive me to greatness as well.
We have a boss that is pretty hard on us when it comes to the content we put out there and the stuff that we do. I feel like
which is weird because we still are on the air doing what we're doing.
I think he likes it though. I think he's okay with it.
He's like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, but he expects more out of us. But Pop, I feel would be like right there too. He'd be like, oh man, there's a lot being expected out of me tonight.
Do you think Pop would
be nervous, dude? I would be very nervous to do a radio show in front of Pop.
Okay, because you think if you finish a segment, you'd be like, what did you think? And he'd go, I don't know, Corey. Were you fine with the way that segment went?
Oh,
and then you would just deconstruct everything and be like, I guess not.
Probably ended all right then. From the 469 KNC Masterpiece. So I know if I'm messing up or doing damn good.
Ooh.
And how would you be able to tell if we're sarcastic the whole time?
Yeah, because it's not like we're going to be honest. We're just going to make jokes to cover up our insecurities because we were fat.
Hey, speak
Is that
yourself.
Why I joke so much?
Reggie's never been
Reggie,
fat.
Reggie, you were no never clue. Fat?
Not once.
God, he said that so aggressively.
Walking around just bleeding confidence right now. Is that the right word?
I don't
know. No, I don't think that is the right word. Some of those words were accurate, but the one, really, no. From the 214, Mike Leach.
Oh, man. That would be so much fun.
Because he would jump on and be like, hey, real quick, can I tell a 4-minute story about dinosaurs? And you're like, yes. Yes, you can. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Is Pop like those two old Muppets that boo at the theater all the time? Yes, yes, he is. I like this show. Why? Because it hasn't started yet.